Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team from South Central Texas, bringing the professional sales training system of Eric Lockholm to the world and combining it with the Black Belt mindset. Black Belt Selling is about taking the mindset, system, and dedication that it takes to become a black belt in the martial arts and applying it to the profession of sales and business. We are black belts in Taekwondo, and we know what it takes to earn that status, and it's our mission to give you the tools, coaching, and training to become confident and successful as a black belt in sales. Our mentor, Eric Lockholm, teaches that there are three ways to elevate results: the inner game, the outer game, and action. And today you're going to get all three. We are expecting Mark Shaw to join us. He is working on coming in through Skype. So, Mark, if you're there, go ahead and say hello. I don't see him in the studio yet, but he's going to work on joining us, and I'm going to keep my eye on Twitter notifications to know when he contacts us. But just as an introduction, for those of you who are just joining us right now, thinking. Periscope is becoming a worldwide phenomenon. It is giving ordinary people the ability to broadcast their message across the world. And obviously, that's the case because I've been able to communicate with Mark Shaw, and Mark Shaw is joining us from England as soon as he's able to get in through the Skype channel there. Now, this is a tool that you have to have in your marketing tool belt along with your blog. I have to tell you that if you're joining me live or if you are coming in listening to the replay, I have to tell you that Periscope has really helped me to grow my audience, and it's also helping me to do more blogging to get traffic to my website, and they work together. So Mark is a speaker. He is a trainer and troubleshooter for all things Twitter and Periscope. He's also the founder of Tag Tribes, and we'll get him to talk about Tag Tribes, of course, when he's able to join us. I'm watching to see. I'm watching to see when he's going to be able to get on. Mark, are you there? Is that you? Not quite. But we will.
Well, let's go ahead. While Mark is coming, why don't we do a recap of what we talked about last week? I think just in case we've got some people who are just joining us for the first time, missed it last week. Last week we were talking about Periscope as well. You know, for me personally, it has become this crazy, overwhelming. I mean, everyone is suddenly on Periscope, and I was surprised. You know, I tend to be a little bit slow about jumping on board with some of the new social media platforms because I want to make sure they're actually going to take off, because you can put a lot of time and effort and energy into building up a social media platform and building it up properly and making money off of it. And so, you know, there's a new social media platform hitting the market, what I would venture to say, every single day at this point. So, you know, I've been a little bit remiss or reluctant to jump on board with Periscope, but you found absolutely huge value. And the more I hear about Periscope, the more I realize it is absolutely everywhere. So, last week, we talked a lot about Periscope. We talked about, you know, how it relates to Twitter, the variety of topics that are covered, you know, overcoming the fear of Periscope. And while we're waiting for Mark to pop on, why don't you kind of take us back through everything we talked about last week, Mom?
Well, Periscope is owned by Twitter, and Mark, we'll ask Mark. He's working on getting on. I've been communicating with him through Twitter, so I gave him the links he needs to get onto the show. So he should be joining us any moment. And I just, as soon as he gets on, we'll definitely, but I'm watching for him. But anyway, Periscope is live broadcasting. Cannot be scheduled in advance unless you make the time on your schedule. You can let people know when you're going to broadcast so that people can start to join you. And it's a tremendous medium because you have the ability to draw an audience. You have the ability to get comfortable talking on your phone and being recorded, which is a very important thing because videos and video blogging are very, very powerful sources of medium. Because let's face it, we are in a very visual age, and if people can watch a video over reading text, that's what they will do. That's what they will do.
Yeah.
And so, for instance, today, this morning, I did an on-location Periscope with my Rotary Club. And today's 9/11. It is remembrance of the tragedy that occurred at 9/11 in 2001 when the planes flew into the Twin Towers. And so our Rotary Club puts out flags. People purchase the flags, and it's part of a fundraiser, and they purchase these flags to show their patriotism. And so I did a really short scope on that, and we're going to download that, and we're going to use it for promotion for the Rotary Club. And so the scope not only gives you the opportunity to interview people, but it also gives you the opportunity to create video, And so it helps you create information for a blog because so many people are still, you know, not everybody's on Periscope, and there's still a lot of value in going to websites. I peruse a lot of websites. I've started to build a small following on Periscope. And, you know, Stephanie, I'm going to let you continue. I'm going to try to see where Mark is at. I know he's trying to get on, and I don't see him yet in the studio, and my apologies.
So let's talk, you know, while you're working on that one, I'm going to talk a lot about the sales side of it because I have great conversations with people about the sales side of social media. And, in fact, I met with a lady today who was talking about, in fact, she challenged me a little bit, you know, not thinking that that marketing was a lead generation tool. You know, I get a lot of blank stares when I tell people marketing is a lead generation tool because a lot of people use their marketing to sell for them. And that's where, you know, if you've ever had someone tell you social media doesn't work, that doesn't work, that I don't make money off of that, if you've ever had someone tell you on that, usually it's because they're trying to make a sale through their social media, and of course, that's going to backfire every single time. So when I'm helping people with their social media marketing, like Periscope, what I recommend they do is keep track of who interacts with your posts and start an additional conversation with them. If there's room to bring them into one of your products or services, great. And that's really the point. That's the point of Periscope, is to build acknowledgement, to build your database, to build your following, to get more people who are following up with you. And, you know, since we've got Twitter in the conversation here too, that's the whole point of Twitter as well. You know, I tell people that I'm slow to adapt adding additional services or additional social medias to my platform, to what I choose to work with. But the truth is, as soon as I decide to add them, they work and they become extremely successful extremely quickly for me because I'm very careful when I do add them that I add them properly. So with Twitter, I made $500 the first week that I launched, started really seriously working with Twitter again. I mean, you're talking someone who'd had a Twitter account for years, probably made a total of 3 posts and had 10 followers. What I encourage you guys to do, it wasn't that I started throwing stuff out there. In fact, you go back through my first few Twitter posts, I didn't sell anything. I didn't sell a single thing. I just started telling people about what I was doing, sharing value. You know, when I teach social media marketing, I teach about the idea of social currency. And the idea of social currency is that everyone is walking around. You know, if you could see me right now, I'm holding out my hands, and I've got them cupped together to make a cup. And I'm holding my hands out in front of me, and everyone is walking around with their hands cupped in front of them. And social currency is me running up to everyone that I can, everyone I can get in front of with my little penny and putting a penny in everyone's hands. It doesn't have to be a ton of money, but I'm adding a little bit of value. And that penny in social media world can be a funny video. It can be an article that they interact with. It could be, I mean, there's all sorts of things that that value could be. And the way I tell people to think about it is to create value, you want to evoke some kind of emotion. Either you want them to feel smarter, you want them to feel inspired, you want them to laugh, you want them to cry. Whatever you do, if you can evoke some kind of emotion, you've added value to their social currency piggy bank. You've made their social piggy bank go up a few notches. So the idea of social media marketing is you run around and you put these pennies in everyone's hands. And then the next time you see them, you're putting more pennies in everyone's hands. And you start to pay attention to who hangs out around you. These are the people who want the pennies you're giving away for free. And you know what the cool thing is? Those pennies start to add up. And sooner or later, when I go to them and I suggest a program or I see that, you know, something that I have to offer is really going to help them out, then they're more than willing to interact and usually to actually take action and purchase something because they've looked, they've been getting all these pennies from me. They know that I deliver a lot of value without being paid, and they know they're going to get even more value if they do pay. So whenever you're doing social media, that's what I challenge people to do, is to focus on building social currency. You know, one of the greatest reminders I get from some of my friends every single day is that it's not about the harvest, it's about planting season. And as long as you are planting, you know, the farmer has no control over what kind of a harvest he's going to get. What he does have control over is how many seeds he plants, how well he takes care of the land. And so when you're doing social media marketing, think about it as planting season. Same thing goes with Periscope. You're sending out these videos. Make them informative or make them funny. Help people, help build that social currency. So when you think about it, when you're doing a Periscope, a scope, how are you building currency? Are you getting people to laugh? Are you making them feel better? Are you making them, are you helping them grow mentally, helping them learn? What are you doing? So for those of you who struggle, you know, I had a couple of meetings this morning. One of the ladies that I met with this morning was talking with me about public speaking, and she was a little bit reticent to get involved in public speaking. She felt it wasn't her strong point. She wasn't going to do that great in it. She's been hiring other people to go out and do the public speaking for her company and just not getting the good results that she wants. So she's finally realized, okay, I need to go out and do this myself. And she goes, but she looks at me and goes, but I hate it. I don't like public speaking. I'm not good at it. So her and I sat down and I said, you know,
He's here.
We've got him
on.
All right, great.
Mark, is that you?
I'm here.
Hey, finally. Welcome to Black Belt Selling.
Now we can touch. Ladies, look, talk radio has the most complicated way to get on that I've ever encompassed ever. Anyway,
so
we're here.
Sorry.
I'm in the room.
All right, so let's talk. You are Mr. Periscope, so let's hear. Mom, what was the first thing that you wanted? Because we're gonna jump. We've already introduced you, Mark. We told our audience who you are and why you're so important. Why we're so thrilled to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
So if you're okay with it, can we just jump right into the meat and potatoes of all this?
Of course. Yep. Time is money. People have been waiting 15 minutes. Let's crack on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, Mark, I think what we'll just pretty much do is let you just share your heart about Periscope and Twitter. I mean, I would love to ask questions, but you know so much. I'm pretty new to it. I've only been scoping for a month. But
okay.
And I'm loving it. Oh, my gosh. Today I did 3 scopes. I'm about to do another one later today, and it's just way too much fun. But it's also very practical. So you just pour into us what you know and then let people know how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, so the first thing, and probably a couple of the most important things, okay? The first thing to recognize is that Twitter own Periscope, and that has several fundamental main things about it already, okay? So what does that mean for people? It means that it's not a standalone app. It means that if you understand when you do a show that the headline is so critical. And the reason why the headline is so critical is, one, it goes out to your followers on Periscope, yes, but it also goes out to your followers on Twitter, yes, but it also goes into the Twitter universe. And that is the gold mine. And that is how you can start to build a global, worldwide audience, because if you understand the keywords you may want to use, some hashtags you may want to use, what's popular, what's trending on Twitter, then you can tap into a room that already has 500 million people in who are searching on those words, those phrases, and so on. That is the part of the gold dust of being on Periscope, is the ability for anybody, whether they started 5 seconds ago with one follower on Twitter, it doesn't matter. All right. What matters is that you have a niche of something you want to talk about, something you want to share with people. You can be in your bedroom, your lounge, your kitchen, your garden, the attic, doesn't matter. This is not a Hollywood production. Far from it.
Yeah.
This is raw, you being in your kitchen, showing all sorts of things, but the ability to build an audience very quickly, because one of the two main things about Periscope, one we've just said is integration through Twitter, but the second is the interaction you get. So, for example, I got 30,000 followers on Twitter. It took me 7 years. I got 40,000 followers on Periscope. It's taken me 3 months. It's a very different place. You send out a tweet, you're lucky if you get 3 replies. Do a show, you get pretty much 30, 50, 100 people in the room, but the number of people engaging, interacting with you is phenomenal. It's a very different place, but it allows anyone to fast-track the getting to know, like, and trust you. That's why it's so valuable. That's why it's so important. And that's why you can fast-track the building of a relationship, the building of anything, very quickly. You can send out 100 tweets, but you never really get the sense of who they are. Is it really them? It's a logo. It's not their real photo. You know, the number of times you turn up to a networking event, and the photo of the person, was them 30 years ago. It doesn't look anything like them. Well, you can't do that on Periscope. It's really them. So there are some great advantages. It's for every type of business. It's for global businesses, small and big. And I actually think for small businesses, that's even more important, because big business hasn't got this yet. Because it takes 2 years for them to decide how they're going to do it, when they're going to do it, what they're going to do it, and so on. In that time, small business has got going already. So now really is a tremendous opportunity for everyone to get going on a new technology that's 5 minutes old, where you can start to grow your audience, grow your knowledge, get your stuff out there, and really start to do some cool stuff.
Wow, so you totally, I'm on here on my phone trying to download the app at this point, because I'm really excited, because I was just telling Mom before you got on that, you know, I tend to be a little bit slow to adapt to platforms, because when I do adapt to the platforms, I do them very well, and I put a lot of energy into them. So I've spent time and energy adapting to platforms in the past that have disappeared, so I, you know, get frustrated. So I've waited, but Periscope, I mean, I don't think you know the story, but I've had multiple people coming up to me over the past few months going, or weeks really, why aren't you on Periscope? Why aren't you on Periscope? So now I've been sitting here going, all right, I probably should get on Periscope. And then, you know, I know what I've done with Twitter in the past, 4 months now? So I'm thinking that, you know, this is just an amazing opportunity, and I'm really excited that you're here. Now, I have
here's another thing that's really important, okay, is that Periscope has been built as a mobile app first, not as a PC to go to mobile, okay? So, for example, nothing wrong with Google Hangouts, nothing wrong with the talk radio thing that I've just now dialed into. But it's quite complicated. I had to download Skype 3 times. I already had it. It didn't really work very well, okay? Google Hangouts is also quite complicated. Periscope, your grandma can do this. You literally get the app. There's 3 buttons. Go, go, go. That's it. There's nothing to set up. That is another reason why it's so important, okay? Not only that, but the actual doing, you just need a smartphone and some Wi-Fi or 4G. So, the accessibility is pretty much everyone now has a smartphone. Everyone now pretty much has Wi-Fi or access to 4G. So it's global. It's not about rich or poor. It's not about certain people can have it and others can't have it. It's really, it's a very simple thing to get. It's a very simple thing to have on your phone. It just works. There's not much you need to do with it, can do with it, other than nice photo and a bio. That's it. And you're up and running in 5 seconds. And you can be, doing a show to a worldwide audience, and you only got it 5 seconds ago. So there are some steps, though, you do need to do once you get it. So the first step is you need to tell everyone you've got it and you're on it, all right? Start with the low-hanging fruit to start with. So you tell your friends, your family, okay, your email list, your blog, your website, your Facebook crowd, your LinkedIn crowd, your Twitter crowd. You tell everyone, and you add into your profile, you are now on Periscope with the username that you've got. So you tell people because you want people to follow you over there, okay? Unfortunately, yes, it's integrated through Twitter, but as of yet, there is no button to say, I'm now on Periscope, everyone follow me. There isn't that yet. I'm hoping it's coming, but not at the moment, okay? So tell everybody. Secondly, get yourself a nice photo. Well, that's easy enough. Third thing, add yourself a nice bio. But here's what's really important as well. The bio is fully searchable. So in the top left-hand corner from the home screen, you see a magnifying glass. Now, most people would think all you can search on with that is a name, and that's about it, Twitter name, Periscope name, or so on. Far from it. You can put in, okay, all sorts of things in there. You can put in a town, a city, so you can find people local to you. So where are you in the world? Whereabouts are you?
We're both here in Texas, I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
Right, so if you put in the Periscope bio, Texas, okay, or if you go to the magnifying glass and then you type in Texas, you'll find anyone who's also put Texas into their bio on Periscope. So you can start to find targeted people, right? Now, not only that, you can put author and Texas, journalist and Texas, whatever type of profession or industry you want and Texas. You now start to find people in a specific accountant and Texas, lawyer, whatever. So you can now start to find really targeted people who you want to approach or who you want to see their shows. You can also put in names of companies and all sorts of things in there. So you can really do some targeted finding of people. But the bottom line as well to remember with any sort of social media is it's a virtual handshake. It's a high five. You start to watch people, you get to know them and so on. It's what you do after that counts. And the bit that you do after is the tweeting, the saying hi, the getting to know them, a meet-up if it's practical, if it's not a Skype or a Blab or something to get to know them. That's where the action starts to happen. But this is a great starting point, and it's available for everybody, and it's just tremendous, and it's free. And so I always think, God, what else do you want? I mean, when I was a kid, okay, I'm 49, when I was a kid, a mobile phone to us was a plastic cup with a piece of string coming out to your friend who was down the street who also had a plastic cup with the other bit of string. That was it. We didn't have anything. No laptop computers. So now the opportunity for us and our kids is astonishing. It's just crazy what you can do now. And it's available for everybody.
Wow.
And, Mark, let me jump in really fast, Stephanie, because we're getting short on time, and unfortunately We just had these difficulties with Skype, but we're down to 5 minutes. But, Mark, I really want you to share about the power of a tribe and especially Tag Tribe. I talked about it last week, but you are the author. So share with us. Tell people how to get involved with Tag Tribe.
Okay, so the reason why I set up this community is I believe in four things, okay? The first thing is content, so you need to be providing good, relevant, timely content to your audience. The second thing is context. What does that mean? That means building a relationship with people so they look at your content. But even by doing those two things, social media is tough. Social media is challenging. Make no bones about that. What can make it a bit easier?
Right.
Having a community around you. People who've got your back, who support you, who look out for you, who uplift you, who come and watch your stuff and retweet you and share your stuff and so on. And the final thing is from that community, you can then start to collaborate with people that you get to know, like, and trust, refer each other, advocate each other, and so on. With all that in mind, just over 4 weeks ago now, I set up a community on Facebook called Tag Tribes. And what do? We are a support community for people on Facebook. So people who haven't done a show, nervous about doing shows, what should the shows be on, how to do a better show, how to get more business. It's education. It's learning. We have no sales in there, no spamming in there. It's a very safe environment. Mm-hmm. People come in, say, how do you do this? How do you do that? And so on. So you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/group/tag tribes. Come along, join it. If you like helping others and supporting others, have we got a group for you?
Absolutely.
I love it. That is everything for a social media group. You know, everything you've just said really ties in well. I know you weren't here at the beginning of the show, but really ties in just perfectly with everything we were saying. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for coming in here. I do recommend, you know, I went and joined the group last week after our chat, our first Periscoping radio show, and I have to say it was, you know, just watching everyone, just the communication and the family in there. It really, you know, there's a lot of support. It does kind of seem like a family in there. I don't know if that
One of the nicest, you know, we have a birthday section where we just wish everyone happy birthday.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the people made a comment, which was just, she felt very safe in there. And that to me says a lot. You know, it's not about promoting your stuff. It's not about selling stuff, because you know what? You don't need to do any of that. You know, as you know, I'm sure, you know, in shows that I've done and that you do as well, I preach, you know, tell, don't sell. You know, show up, help others, support others, advocate for others, encourage others. And you know what? It all comes back to you tenfold, and people then start to refer you and recommend you and advocate for you. And that's the community that we have on Facebook and on Periscope. People show up for your stuff and look out for you. And, you know, if you're about to do your first show, it can be nerve-wracking. I make no bones about that. And when you hit the big red button for your first time and you go, oh, my God, I'm live, and what do I say and what do I do and is it okay, wouldn't it be cool for some friendly people to show up and not beat you up and be supportive and know that you're going to go wrong and know that you're going to make mistakes and that it doesn't matter? That's the sort of community this is.
And that's perfect.
Absolutely.
So, you know, sorry, Mom, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, just really quick, if you want to, I'm sorry, Mark has a newsletter that he sends out every Saturday, and if you're thinking about Periscope, if you're in Periscope, but you're really wanting some direction, I would really recommend that you go to Mark's website. Mark, can you give us that website address again?
Yeah, so if you go to Tag Tribes with an S, tagtribes.media, M-E-D-I-A, it's a very simple site. It's basically it's not even one page, it's half a page. And it just says, how do you join Tag Tribes? These are the four things you need to do. Join the Facebook group, add Tag Tribes to your bio on Twitter and Periscope so people can find you, add Tag Tribes to the headline of your show so we can also share it and find you, and join the newsletter. And you go to the right and you just give me your email address. That's it. And the email goes out once a week on a Saturday.
Right, so tagtribe.media, follow the instructions, and we're going to have to close the show up, but I will have the replay in Tag Tribe, and I'll have it on my Facebook. I'll have it everywhere that I have social media so that people can find us. And I just can't thank you enough for joining us, Mark, especially with all the trouble we had today.
No, my pleasure. And listen, you know, sorry that I couldn't get on. You know, I was there right at the start, but it was quite challenging. And now I've just phoned in because it wasn't going to work with Skype for some reason. But listen, we're here in the end. And if we want to do this again in the future, now we know that it worked just by phoning, we can do it again, do another session or something else if you want to do that.
Oh, that yes, sir. You're
really awesome. Let's definitely get that set up for sure. Well, we are out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap us up real quick. But thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Mark, for joining us. This was amazing. We'll look forward to having you back. And everybody, for Mom, Mark, and I, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas, and just for today, of England, too. Have an awesome week, guys. We're looking forward to chatting with you again.